The Rosie on the House Arizona Hour, driven by Sanderson Ford.
Lake Havasu City is known as Arizona's ultimate play destination. We've spent the whole month talking about it. You've got the lake and everything you can do on the lake, from water skiing, water sports, fishing, the English Village, the London Bridge Hotel, the Nautical Beachfront Resort, and today is the 25th anniversary of when the mercury scale tipped 128 degrees in Lake Havasu City, the hottest recorded temperature on any incorporated town in the USA. You can celebrate at the Hot for Havasu on Cocoa Beach stage at Bridgewater Channel. Now, you don't need a boat. You can walk or ride bikes 3 to 6 p.m., and you can watch ice sculptures melt along with enjoying the cool water that's about 85 degrees. And we've got Chuck, our staycation winner, who stayed at the Nautical Beachfront last week. Chuck?
Hi, Wilmy. How's it going?
Very good. How was your staycation?
It was absolutely fabulous. Very enjoyable.
Now, had you ever been to Lake Havasu City before?
We had, but only from the standpoint of driving through on the way to someplace else. So,
well, that's the point of the staycation. It's to get Arizona to stop, because there was a lot of great locations this state has to offer. What was some of your highlights?
Well, we obviously took in the lake, and we did go on a tour of the lake with some of the history, and that was wonderful. The water clarity was utterly amazing, and a nice cool breeze. The visitor center actually had a wonderful history lesson, so to speak, of the London Bridge and its construction. Just an amazing architectural feat. And we took in a couple of the restaurants, the local fairs, and hit a couple of state parks while we're at it, and the wildlife refuge.
And to travel there, which Sanderson Ford did y'all enjoy?
We had an Explorer, actually a Ford Explorer, so kindly provided by Sanderson and yourselves. And I literally can't say enough about the crew at Sanderson's. I know that it's easy. Rosie gets on and you get on and say how wonderful it is. There's no doubt about it. They are that wonderful.
And what did we have on the gift basket for you this time?
Well, let's see. We had Soretta candies, some road trip candy as well, some pistachios, the books from Arizona Highways, which we actually put to really good use along the way. So that worked out well. Chili, which my wife just can't get enough of, hot chili. So she was thrilled.
Perfect. I certainly appreciate you taking a few minutes to tell us about the trip. Glad you had such a great time. Thanks for spending Saturday mornings with us.
Oh, it is always our pleasure. It is a normal routine. It's not a normal Saturday if we're not listening to you guys. So we greatly appreciate the opportunity that you gave us, and wish everyone well.
And we appreciate our partnership with Sanderson Ford making that possible for our listeners. You know, the heat, the 128-degree heat record, wasn't the only thing world record set in Lake Havasu. 2014 was a big year for Lake Havasu and records. A gentleman by the name of Lee Stone at the International Jet Sports Boating Association World Finals did 36 straight backflips on his jet ski, a world record that still holds today.
Only at Lake Havasu.
And later that year, Hector Brito caught a 5.78-pound red ear sunfish, the largest recorded sunfish ever caught. And they think the reason that they're so big in Lake Havasu is because the invasive guagua mussel, which is their primary food source. So it makes them bigger in Lake Havasu than anywhere else. Some other things going on around the state this week. Flagstaff, we got the Pro Rodeo this weekend, started yesterday, runs through the whole weekend. But they also have the Festival of Pines coming up the 4th through the 6th, the great Indian festival that will be going on right there at the fairgrounds. And Tucson Museum of Art celebrates Travel and Exploration exhibit, going on 250 years of traveling the Grand Tour in Europe and also the American West. That exhibit's it's in downtown Tucson, and that runs through Sunday, September 28th. And I think this is one of those times they didn't look at the URL before they decided that this is the URL we're going to buy. Tucson Museum of Art. Think about the end of that. Of art. Think about the last letter of and art and put that together in a sense. I don't think that's what the Museum of Art was going for when they got that. And then in Mesa, there is a piece of the USS Arizona battleship that sunk in Pearl Harbor that's on display. It's 5 feet tall, 3 feet wide, and it's been at the U.S. Naval Storage Yard in Hawaii. They requested to have it brought over to the Arizona, the Air Base Arizona Museum. That's a three. I didn't even know about this museum. It's 30,000 square foot museum in Mesa.
I don't know it either.
So I'm gonna go check that out though while it's still there. And bringing it back to our guest, Mr. Steve Hosa, who is a conservator and has been sharing the story of the escaped German POWs. And we had mentioned at the beginning of the broadcast, but there is 24 POW camps in Arizona. And if somebody wanted to have you out to speak to any of that, your contact information again?
You can give me a call at 480-362-6342.